The Democratic primary race in New York's 16th district has longtime Congressman Elliot Engel pitted against three contenders. Analysts say progressive Jamal Bowman poses the biggest threat in what they're calling a possible AOC-type election, referring to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's upset of New York City Democratic Congressman Joe Crowley in 2018. I spoke with Inside Elections analyst and reporter Jacob Rubashkin about the New York 16 primary.
So one of the most senior Democrats in the House of Representatives, the chair of an incredibly powerful committee, the House Foreign Affairs Committee, is in real danger of losing his seat to a primary challenger backed by Bernie Sanders and AOC. And the impact of that cannot be overstated. The thing you have to remember is it is very, very difficult to beat an incumbent in a primary. It's even more difficult to beat an entrenched incumbent, such as Engel, in a primary. And it is even more difficult to beat an incumbent in a primary that knows that you're coming after that. In 2018, Joe Crowley's mistake was he didn't take AOC seriously. He figured he had that election in the bag, and so he made several tactical errors that allowed her to take advantage and pull off the upset. But ever since AOC was successful in knocking off Joe Crowley, every other senior House Democrat, particularly those in New York City like Elliot Engel, have been looking over their backs to make sure that the same thing doesn't happen to them. So unlike Crowley, Engel has been actively campaigning. He has been making an effort to be on TV and send out mailers and make appearances that he needs to in order not to get caught by surprise. We've seen in this cycle already a House Democrat in Texas, Henry Cuellar, targeted by the left wing of the party. His primary opponent, Jessica Cisneros, also had support from Bernie Sanders, from AOC, from Elizabeth Warren, as well as several other institutional backers. And she was not able to beat the incumbent Democrat, Henry Cuellar. And Cuellar is far more out of the mainstream in terms of the Democratic Party than Elliot Engel is. So on a basic level, what Bowman is trying to do is very difficult. That doesn't mean that he can't do it. It just means there are significant institutional and actual hurdles that he would have to surmount to do so.
He's going after some quote-unquote mistakes that Engel has made, as in staying in Maryland for some time when every other lawmaker from the state was up here during COVID-19 and doing things, caught on a hot mic saying he's here because of a primary. Can Ruben Diaz please let him speak? You know, those are a few things. Does that ultimately matter to voters?
So it plays in a couple different ways. If you're already an Engel fan, if you're already paying enough attention to the congressional race in your district that you've formed an opinion, more likely than not, a gaffe like the one that Elliot Engel had with Ruben Diaz is not going to sway your opinion. Where it matters is the financial aspect, which is that it creates a very effective clip for Bowman to use to raise money. And certainly the 1-2 punch of that article in The Atlantic about Engel staying in D.C. and then the hot mic moment is good for raising money, and it's good for gaining attention. So it's not so much voters that have already made up their minds or voters that were already plugged in, but it's the additional voters that are now being brought in by the fact that their district is now in the national news, and it's the additional dollars that are now being brought in by angry progressive Democrats across the country who have found a champion in Bowman to express some of their frustration with what they see as the establishment of the Democratic Party.
Bowman also touts an endorsement from the New York Times. 1 week prior, Engel announced he would not seek the paper's endorsement because of an op-ed the New York Times published by Republican Senator Tom Cotton. Rubashkin says the endorsement could help Bowman among voters in Westchester County who may not know him as well as those in the Bronx.
Is it a game changer? Remains to be seen. The New York Times in 2018 endorsed a challenger to Yvette Clark, Adam Bunkadeko, which gave him a boost of momentum, and he still lost by several points. So it's certainly not an anointment, but it could be helpful.
Hillary Clinton and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo are among Engel's endorsers.
Don't underrate the importance of there being multiple candidates on the ballot.
The 16th Congressional District contains parts of the Bronx and Lower Westchester, including New Rochelle, Scarsdale, Rye, and Yonkers. Voters will see five names on the ballot. In addition to Engel and Bowman, there is Chris Fink and Sammy Ravello. Another, Ondam Gebrejorgis, recently withdrew from the race and supports Bowman, though his name remains.
The anti-Engel vote will be diffused among the anti-Engel candidates, and Bowman is not just the only anti-Engel candidate.
A poll out this week from progressive-supporting think tank Data for Progress shows Bowman with a 10-point lead over Engel, 41% to 31%, with 27% undecided. Jacob Rubashkin is a reporter and analyst for the nonpartisan newsletter Inside Elections. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.